WFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Prince and the Revolution, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thanks for letting me get the day started with you. Appreciate it. And to one and all that I ran into over the weekend at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair last week. It was great to see you. I ran into so many people out at the fair. Said that they listen to 105.7 CFW, that they listen to the morning show, that they love the station, love the music that we play, and it's great to hear that. It really is. So thanks again to everybody that that you know tracked me down or saw me and said hi. Always appreciate that. I really do. When I'm out in public, if you see me, you know, if you recognize me, go, hey, why do I know you from somewhere? I get that a lot. What? And then if I start to talk, usually then they'll, hey, I recognize that voice. Yes, it's me. Say hi. I appreciate that. Here's John Fogerty now, center field, 105.7 CFW.
Came out today. We're born again. There's
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
Same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was. Same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was. Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water. Water. Remove, remove, water, remove, at the remove, bottom remove, of the ocean. Remove, the, remove, water remove, dissolving remove, and water removing.
Seven CFW Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime, Mike McKay along with you. I tell you, these people with these robots, they just won't let it go, will they? All right, British researchers just unveiled a new kind of robotic skin that they claim can actually feel. And they're talking about pokes, burns, even cuts. They say the stuff is made from a soft, gelatin-like material and has a simple system in place to detect a wide range of sensations. They claim it's a huge step towards giving robots a more human-like sense of touch. They say they need the robots to actually feel, to be the sensitivity of a robot. So they want robots to feel pain, it sounds like to me. Has, okay, again, I go back to this with these robots. Has nobody seen Terminator? Have none? You ever seen the series Westworld or the movie Westworld? The robots that could see and feel and look exactly like humans, but they were robots. It didn't turn out very well. Okay? They have got to stop this.
'90s and more for Chippewa Falls, 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. Do you collect recyclables, you know, I mean, so that you can turn them in for, you know, money? I know a lot of people that do that with aluminum cans and things like that. Got a story for you about recyclables and how much was collected by these people. Wait till you hear how much they collected and why they hadn't turned it in yet. I'll let you know about it in a few minutes.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Wise men say only fools rushing.
1057 CFW UB40. It's Mike McKay along with you. All right, check this out. I don't know if you collect or have ever collected recyclables. Long time ago, we used to do like the aluminum can thing. You know, we'd just save them off in the garage, and then I'd take them in to the recycle center and usually, you know, get what, $8-$10, something like that. It took a while to save up some money on it. Here's a couple, an elderly couple in China, where more than 4 tons of recyclables, you heard me right, 4 tons of recyclables were removed from their home. Took about 12 hours for 20 workers to remove the piles collected by the couple. Workers were forced to toss the recyclables from the apartment's fourth-story window. Yes, they were collecting them in their apartment to be collected down below. When asked why so much was stored inside of cashing in, the husband of the couple said the current recycling prices were too low and he's waiting out the market for the prices to go up higher. Officials said that they must have been collecting these recyclables for years and years. I'm waiting for the market to go up. Right now, have you seen how much you get for aluminum cans? Nope. We're going to keep stacking them up in the extra bedroom. It's okay. We'll eventually get there. Oh, my goodness. Here's Tiffany.
Yeah.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Five seven CFW Funky Town. There goes Lips Inc. Mike McKay along with you through the Civic Media app. Got a text that said, "Mike, heard you talking about the skin on the robots that would make the robots be able to feel things like pain. I'm with you. Agree 100%. Not a good idea. I saw the movie Westworld that you were talking about when I was younger. Scared the you know what out of me. They've got to stop this now." I agree. I'm telling you, Robert. Thank you, Robert, for texting me. I'm telling you, if they can feel pain through this, that means they can also have other emotions, you know, like anger, resentment. That's what we need is robots that want to get even with us, right? Here's Billy Idol now, 105.7 CFW. 105.7 CFW 80s, 90s. More Mike McKay along with you. All right, I put it out on Facebook just a couple of minutes ago because it made me think about it, the story that I had about the elderly couple in China that had all those recyclables removed from their home. 4 tons of recyclables, to be exact, because they were waiting for the market price to go up on the recyclables. Anyway, I'm curious to know, do you have anything in your house, something in your house that you know you should get rid of, but you haven't done so yet? Stop by our Facebook page, 1057CFW. I think we all do on, you know, those shelves. That's what shelves are for downstairs in the basement, to put stuff on there that you're never going to use, but you just don't get rid of it for whatever reason. So, stop by our Facebook page, 1057CFW. Same with my Mike McKay page. Or, as always, you can text me through the Civic Media app at 1057CFW or click that microphone icon and send me a voice message up to 60 seconds, who you are, where you are, and what you got, okay? What's in your house, something you know you should get rid of, but you just haven't gotten rid of it yet.
Altoona wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Know what the internet is good for? Funny cat videos?
That too. But I'm thinking research.
Researching funny cat videos?
Know what the internet is bad for?
Civilized discourse?
That too. But I'm thinking researching things where big emotions are involved.
Oh, you're talking about...
The big thing. The big question. I'm Nicole Lasker, and before you start your next chapter,
visit Laskers.
We've developed the best way to help you find the right one for the right one. We know the questions to ask and the styles she's sure to love.
The sparkly of the sparkliest, and more of them. We make engagement ring shopping easier.
How do we know what she'll love? It's something that comes with almost 100 years of hearing.
Yes.
That's the reason we love what we do. And Laskers wants her to love it just as much as you do.
Wait a second. What if she says no?
Funny cat videos?
Good call. Laskers, just a precious stone's throw from Oakwood Mall and online at Laskers.com.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Hungry for a feast? Fire up your taste buds at Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi. Sizzle your own meats, simmer savory broths, and dive into fresh sushi, crab legs, and oysters. All unlimited. Family-friendly, fun vibes, and flavors that pop. Visit Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi at their convenient location on the corner of Claremont and London Road today. Bring your appetite and your crew for Hot Pot, Korean barbecue, crab legs, oysters, and all-you-can-eat sushi. It's the flavor party that you've been waiting for.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Proposed legislation to withhold the salaries of suspended judges was introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature on Thursday. The bill comes following the suspension of Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan, who was criminally charged after being accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by immigration authorities in her courtroom. The legislation was co-authored by State Representative Shea Sortwell and State Senator Corey Tomchek, who said Judge Dugan should not be continuing to collect her pay while facing federal charges. Months after the completion of the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Judge Chris Taylor has announced record fundraising for next year's election. This week, Judge Taylor's campaign announced it has raised nearly $584,000 with nearly 4,800 contributions from all 72 Wisconsin counties during the first fundraising period of the campaign. That mark is significantly higher than the roughly $460,000 raised by Justice-elect Susan Crawford's campaign through this point last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is investigating a report of a Barron County woman being attacked by a black bear on Saturday. According to a press release, the 69-year-old woman reported the attack at around 2 p.m. on Saturday. She was able to escape the bear and call 911 before being taken to a local hospital for treatment. DNR officials say they attempted to track the bear with the help of a trained dog, but the search was unsuccessful. They also set several bear traps in the area and plan to euthanize the bear when it is found. St. Croix County is inviting residents to a nitrate screening clinic in Wilson on Tuesday. The clinic will be held at the Wilson Community Center from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday, giving area residents a chance to have their drinking water tested for the potentially harmful substance. The results of the nitrate screening will be provided at the clinic after testing, and county officials will be available to answer any questions residents have about their well water. Anyone interested in attending the screening should bring about 8 ounces collected within 24 hours prior to testing. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be sunny and warm today with a high of 88 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to near 70 for a low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a slight chance of late-day thunderstorms and a better chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
CFW.
Like the wind through my tree, she rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart, but she doesn't know what she's done. Breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. And all I see is a young old man with only a dream. Am I just fooling myself that she'll stop the pain? Living without her, I go insane. Breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. My face, your body close to me. Can't look in your eyes, you're out of my league. Just a fool to believe,
just a fool to believe.
She's like the wind.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you through the Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW. Got a text from Ryan. Ryan said, funny you should say about getting rid of stuff. Just this past weekend, we finally got rid of three broken windows that have been in our garage for about 4 years. We had them replaced years ago, and I just put them in the garage and thought maybe I could do something with them. Decided to finally get rid of them this weekend. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. Okay, that's exactly it. Thanks for the text, Ryan. So what do you have at home that you know you should get rid of, but you just haven't done it yet? At least Ryan got rid of them. Finally, he made room for other stuff now in the garage.
Like the 90s.